Blog Talk Radio.
563?
Okay. 803?
No. 563.
563.
Jesus, draw me.
959.
No. 999.
Oh, 999. Okay, hold on. 999.
Through the storm,
3528.
You have called me.
Hit on, let me hit it.
To this passage. And I'll
so 563-999-3528. Alright.
May this journey bring a blessing.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nathan on the spot coming from Orangeburg, South Carolina. short prayer. Lord God, would you please come in our midst tonight, open our ears and our eyes and our mind to receive what you have in store for us. Open your heart, Lord, and send a great blessing and angels around us to protect us as we receive this news on this night. Amen. Well, I'm Nathan on the Spot. I stopped this show a while back, and now I'm bringing it back. Now I can see why God have bring it back, because it's a great need for it. We're giving out good information to people. And the first person I have on the call tonight, I'm going to open up the flow to them because they were the first caller. The last four digits of their phone number, they're going to go live in 2 seconds. It'll be 4706. 4706, you are live.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Your name is what?
Sarah.
Okay.
All right. I was told to join this chat to talk about the devastation in my family. My father passed away on December 17th. And
oh, okay,
my family,
okay.
Yeah, my family has been doing all we can to basically let everybody know and to find funds for him. He didn't leave anything for the 8 kids he left and his wife. So we are here, you know, just letting you guys know to pray for us, and that that would be great.
Okay. This is special. Well, hold on a second. That's why I wanted to have this call tonight. And the call was a 911 call, a special 911 call. And I'm so glad you showed up on the call tonight. You really made this call. We have some awesome people called tonight, and we're going to just hold on a second, okay? I'm gonna keep you live. Anytime you want to say something, just go ahead and say it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because now you know this is going to go live. It's going to be on this radio still go out throughout the whole world. So you connected. So you need to give much information and wherever your heart is saying, let the people know who you are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I see that you was there when your father passed away in the house of God?
Yes, he was playing that night, that Sunday night with me. I play guitar for the New Hope Church. Yeah, and as he was playing, he fell over, basically. He was hitting on his chest. Normally, he has heart issues. So I was, you know, I didn't really see it because I was playing the guitar. But as he stumbled off the stage, we had a first responder there. And he said, like, everyone, like, tend to Laurent, my dad. And I just bursted out in tears because I assumed it was going to be a fixable thing. But as I saw, he couldn't speak. He wasn't responding to us giving him water. You know, I basically panicked, and I ran out and called the paramedics. And then that was the last time I saw him alive. But, yeah, I think about that a lot, and maybe how I could have done something different. But honestly, when I jumped off the stage, there was nothing else that could have been done. God placed everybody in the room that could have been there to help him. But with a blood clot can't really be addressed in that way. So.
Okay. Now hold on. You got a. You got a lot of people calling in. Okay. The next caller we have gonna go live is 6952. You are live.
All right. My name is Peter Smith III.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
I'm just very happy to be here and hear some few words of encouragement.
Okay. What would you like to say to this young lady that plays the guitar?
I just want to say to keep going and continue being strong. You know, God has a plan for everybody, and I think you're doing great and going down the right path, and I'm sure your father wants you to be very, very happy.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peter, I'm going to leave you live, too, because I don't hear no background noise, so I'm going to leave you live. She might have a question for you, or you might think of something else to say to her. Okay, the next person going live will be 2553. You will go live in 2 seconds.
Good afternoon.
2553.
Yeah, this is Peter Smith, Jr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Smith?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. First of all, I want to give my deepest condolences to the young lady who lost her father, and just want to tell her just stay in prayer, and we'll continue to pray for her. And then if you could send her my information offline, we do have a nonprofit foundation. We'll see what we could do to help her and her family out.
I got it posted on the radio show. She sent me her GoFundMe. I like the Cash App. I'll let her tell you what her Cash App is.
Okay.
And I got it posted on the radio show. In fact,
okay.
I posted everything she's said so far on the show. Would you like to tell you what your Cash App is? $?
Yes, sir. Thank you. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody. This is more than I can even ask for. I'm 24, and my youngest sister is 12. You get to know more about me, hopefully, as the night goes on. But the Cash App is $S. A-R-A-H-K-A-R-A-K-A-S. Sarah Caracas.
Okay.
Say it again.
Can you do it one more time?
Yes, no problem. Sarah S-A-R-A-H Caracas K. A-R-A-K-A-S. Don't forget the $ before Sarah Carey. Thank you.
Okay. And Peter III, right?
Yeah, Peter III is my son, yes. Yeah.
Okay, now who is Peter? Hold on now. Okay, who was the first Peter?
The first Peter was my son, the 17-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, I got you now. I got two Peters.
You got
okay.
me now.
I got you now.
Okay. I know it's a little confusing. Yeah.
Okay, we got the next person going to go live will be... 5148, you'll go live in 2 seconds.
Hi.
51.
Thank you, Hill. My thing is to Miss Sarah. Miss Sarah, sorry about your loss. But when it comes down to things like that, you know, you can go on things on the internet where they can help you with that. And I didn't quite get your Cash App, but I want to send you $10 Cash App for that also, and I'm sorry for your loss again.
Now, who are we speaking with?
Nicole.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Okay.
Yeah, Nicole. And I'm
all
talking
right.
to Miss Sarah. I want to send you $10 on Cash App to help with that. And it's also things that you can go on social media that can help you with that financially.
Oh, yes. I would love to get more information on that. I don't mind also if this number is set on the radio show. I can receive texts and links from there too. And if you need
okay.
me to repeat my Cash App, I can do that.
Please,
no problem.
Because I didn't hear you. And I'm
okay.
going to send you $10.
Thank you so much. Nicole.
You're
okay.
welcome.
My Cash App, again, it's $S
mm-hmm.
as in Sally, A as in Apple, R as in Rain, A as in Apple, H as in Heaven, K
mm-hmm.
as in Kangaroo, A as in Apple, R as in Rain, A as in Apple, K as in Kangaroo, A as in Apple,
mm-hmm.
S as in Sally.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
And this show will
so
be live on Facebook. This show will go live in the next, after we close out tonight. It will be live on Facebook and Twitter within 15
mm-hmm.
minutes after we close out tonight.
Okay.
Okay. The next person that's going to go live will be 8107. You will go live in 2 seconds. That's 8107. You're live.
Praise the Lord. How you doing, Pastor? How you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I'm doing good.
All right. Again, my
Sarah.
Thank you. I'm fine. I'm stronger. I'm getting stronger every day. Thank you.
All right. I give God the praise and the glory for you. You just stay focused. Because God got a purpose out of all of this, and you just have to trust and believe in God and all of this that is going on right now, because your Father is with you as you're still playing, and everything is going to work out. God is already orchestrating everything for you and your family, so y'all got more blessings coming than what you can imagine right now. You just can't see it right now, but the blessing will be there within a week or two.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay, we got... next person going to go live will be 3515. You'll go live in 2 seconds. 3515, you're live.
Yep.
Oh, 3515 got dropped. So I guess 3515 got dropped. So I guess they'll call back in, and we could continue this conversation. I had some more people that said they was going to come to the show tonight, but they're not here. Young Peter, would you have anything else you'd like to say to Sarah?
No, not too much.
Okay.
I just want to keep going. Don't give up, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter.
Anybody else? As long as we don't get background noise, I'll leave everybody live. You know.
Thank you.
So, Sarah, what else do you want to information or whatever your heart is telling you to say to the world? Well, this show going to go throughout. I have people call me from London, England. Thank you for doing such a wonderful show. So what else can you say to you information you want to give out? The floor is yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this
thank
show
you.
Is dedicated to your family.
Thank you, Pastor David. I am just overwhelmed, first off. I had a very rough 2 weeks after December 17th, it was very sudden, if it makes any sense. My dad was, first, he's not from America. He's from Central Africa. And he came to the country. Yes, sir? Hello?
You're good.
Okay, okay. He came to the country after he left he basically left his family there after his father was murdered, because in that time there was a fight over democracy in Central Africa. And his father, who was from France, came over to try to, you know, colonize that midsection of Africa, but he decided to fight for the Central Africans, and he was assassinated. So my father came to the States not as a refugee, but just looking for a better life, and met my mother in a church. My mother grew up in Miami, but she was born in Japan because her dad was a physician. So he was traveling, and they were pretty much well off. My dad was well off. So they had pretty similar backgrounds on how they grew up, but when they met, you know, they both started over, basically. And they both had 8 beautiful kids. I'm the second of 8 children. And he was a very healthy guy when he passed. He never, you know, never really showed any sign that anything was going to happen. So he was just playing the bongos. The video was on my Facebook because the pastor of that church videos all of our praise and worship services. So when it happened, I couldn't watch the video first, because all I remember was that I jumped off the stage and my dad was saying, "I need water and Jesus and Jesus." And I was like, "Oh my God!" Like, I was thinking that he was going to like get up after the water, but he wouldn't take the water. He wouldn't respond to anyone asking, "Hey, what do you need anything else?" He basically was out of it, and it was really hard. It was really hard. I just remember crying and calling 911. Everything else is a blur besides the paramedics coming. But my family, they're staying strong. As the oldest girl in the family, it's hard. It's really hard. But I'm doing my best to not, you know, lose hope, if that makes any sense.
Yes. You're looking after your mother?
Yes, because my dad was the main provider for the family. For all my life, my dad worked 2-3 jobs. My mom homeschooled all 8 of us, actually. So I graduated from home school in 2017. And after that, I started doing music. You know, I'm a musician. I play piano. I play guitar. And I write my own songs. And I was traveling. And at this time, it was hard for me and my dad to connect because he wanted me to stay home, you know. But I finally came back to America last year in June, and I was able to, you know, reconcile with my dad. My dad didn't want me to leave the country as I did, and I found my true love, you know, how that goes, and he just wanted me to be closer to him. And I'm just so happy that before he left that he was able to reconcile with me, you know. That's my personal story. So right now I am watching my mom.
Nice.
She's a widow now, and she has 3 little kids that haven't graduated yet. They're in school now, of course. They're not homeschooled anymore, but all of us were homeschooled at one point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean she has 3 little kids?
She has, right now, my little
What's
sister
that ages?
Is about 12, yes. My youngest sister, Selah's 12. The one above her, Rebecca, is 14. And the one above them is 17. So
Wow. They're
still minors. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are still going through school. And I think what hurts the most is the 12-year-old doesn't know what happened. You know, as we saw his body at the hospital, she was watching everyone sob and just saying, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? Like, it's going to be okay. Like, why is everyone crying? And that really hurt. It's going to sink in later, you know, but she's still a baby, basically, to me. I raised her, basically. When I was little, I changed all their diapers. I was, like, the second.
Right.
So
Sarah, you know what you have to do? You're going to have to step up. You're going to have to step up because, you know, your mom, she's going to feel it because the matriarch is gone, you know? So you're going to have to step up. You're going to have to help her out with a lot of things. You know, just be there.
Yeah.
Be that rock for your siblings and your mom because she's going to need it. Because it's going to take some getting used to, you know, because she's not used to being without your father.
Oh, no, she is not.
So
that is for sure.
Everybody is going through the motion. It's going to take getting used to, but y'all have to move on. And y'all be all right. God
Thank
got
you.
Y'all. Y'all be all right. Your father got y'all, too. He's still looking. He looking. He's going to make sure y'all good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But you just got to help your moms out. Because you think you going through it, she's going through it a little bit more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, y'all just bear together with each other. Stick together. That's all y'all could do right now and keep praying. That's all you can do.
May I ask where y'all at in the United States? What state and city y'all live in?
Dayton, Ohio. We've lived here all our lives.
Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The funeral
No, I'm just trying to reach out to some of my counterparts out there. And when you said the services is?
The funeral is supposed to be January the 20th from 8 a.m. The wake is going to be like 9 to 12, and then the funeral will be 12 to 2. And after that, we will do... I don't know all the fancy terms. This is really my first, like, major funeral. But they will put him to rest in the ground in the cemetery after about 3. So that whole day will be full for us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So will some of his family be coming from Africa?
Yes. So financially... We're being hit really hard because, you know, the customs are different over there. They are expecting to be hosted. You know, they are from my dad's side of the family. Not only do they come from parts of Africa, they're coming from parts of Europe. They're coming from Paris. They're coming from Canada. My family is going to be speaking 3 different languages. You know, we haven't met a lot of them, and a lot of them have not seen my dad in a really long time. So we will host them, and we will be comforting them in the way that they mourn, and they mourn differently than we Americans do, if that makes any sense.
So
we're trying to make it as comfortable as possible for them. We are reaching out to even our neighborhood because we have a little neighborhood. It's actually Wright Dunbar Village where the Wright brothers used to live, right in our little neighborhood. So it's a little quaint community, and they've offered their housing, but of course there's pricing in that as well. I believe we're going to have about 20 different individuals coming from all over the world to come see my dad, and then plus cousins that I've never seen before. We're looking probably at spending up to $4,000 just to host everybody for the week they are here. That's food.
Mm.
That's gas, you know,
yeah.
And then even gifts, because when you know in Africa, you give gifts. And I know right now my dad, really, it was a shock. He didn't expect to go at that time, because I know if he did, he would have left something for his 8 kids and his wife. But as of now, we haven't found anything.
Death don't let you know when it's coming.
Yeah.
Death
yeah.
never lets you know when it's coming. It comes.
Yep. Sure.
I'm going through a time I lost my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
We bury him next Saturday. So I understand. Mm-hmm. But this is your father. But death never lets you know when it's going to hit you. It just comes.
Yeah, yeah. I see the world a lot differently. You know, it is traumatic. But when you have God, it helps you to know there's a hope in knowing that after death there's life. There's not just like it's finished, you know. And that gives me a lot of comfort. So,
I mean, that's just something we all go through. Death is just death. We all gonna go through that.
Mm-hmm.
In life, we all got our time.
Mm-hmm.
So death is never like something somebody sit back and plan. Not unless you sick. But no one sit back and plan that. Like, oh, we need to do this. Let's go ahead and do this, and let's go ahead and do that.
Mm.
When death hit, it just hit.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, it come by surprise. No one is ready.
Yep.
When it hit. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I understand.
By the way, I see a Stacey Johnson sent $10. Thank you.
I did. I sure did. You're welcome.
Overwhelming. It is. It is. It's because we are, you know, scrambling like, oh, my God, guys. You know, there's a time limit on these things. So we're scrambling. But you guys really comfort us. Thank you.
I understand. Like I said, I lost my uncle. I lost him yesterday morning.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. My uncle passed. I understand. It's my uncle, and then you going through with your father. You know? So I understand.
Well, you have our deepest condolences as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. God has him. God has him right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God know when he coming to get his. He know. I understand that. I've been through it a lot. I understand it. Can't quite figure it out, but I understand it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. We all got to go through it.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And I give my deepest condolences to you, Mama.
Thank you.
And I hope all the family come where they can say goodbye to your dad.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a
no
whole
problem.
New experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, Lord, you got people coming from different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everything work out.
Yeah.
And I
so
wish
much.
You the best. You and the rest of your family, I wish y'all the best. But you be there for your mom and your siblings. Because at the end of the day, all of y'all is going through it. Y'all got to pick up the pieces. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So be strong and stay strong.
I will.
It's hard.
Thank you.
It's hard.
Okay,
you're
not going to hold Sarah too long. I know she probably has some other things she got to do. But if she want to say something else, she can take the time to do it. Anything else you want to add?
I I never did this before, so I don't think so. It's just the one thing that I know that we're asking for help. So I wanted to give context instead of just saying, hey, help, and then leaving. So the nurse, the funeral home that is holding my dad has asked us for around $12,000. We have a GoFundMe, and we've raised $10,000 of that. We started the GoFundMe 3 weeks ago. Yes. So we have funds to cover, I think, for the funeral home. We don't have a headstone yet. And then my brother, the 17-year-old, he has a major surgery. He's a basketball player, and he tore a ligament in his knee. So it's not about the funeral, but it's definitely the process after that we'll have to deal with, because everything basically was dropped on my mom. So there's a lot going on. He does have medical insurance, but I think it covers partially. I just didn't want to leave and not give everyone, like, numbers. So I hope that gives everybody a little glimpse as to what we're looking at trying to cover. I really appreciate you guys. May God bless all of you. If you want, I think, yes, my mom can speak. She's not with me. But if you guys will continue your show, then I will tell her she doesn't have to call. But if you would like more details around this topic, she can call in. I don't think it should be hard for her to do that.
Before you get off, I got a lot of African friends in South Carolina, and I'm going to reach out to them tonight, because they're in church right now. I'll reach out to them tonight and get some information from Pastor Hill, because I can't understand what your mom going through. I just lost a good friend also, and we just had to bury her on the 11th of 4th, and that was unexpectedly. Wasn't looking for that one. So I can understand what your mom going through and try to pick up the pieces. But you got to stay focused, because that's what I'm doing. It's not easy, but as God gives me the peace, and that's what's keeping me going, because right now I'm in Alabama, but I'm originally from South Carolina. So I'm in the process of trying to figure out if God wants me to stay in Alabama or go back to South Carolina. So I'm going to reach out to them, so I get some information from Pastor Hill, so I can communicate it with them, because they do believe in looking out for their brothers from Africa also.
That's all right.
So I'm going to reach out to them.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'll make sure I get
all right.
Okay.
Pastor Nathan.
Everything I need, I'm going to get the help, and then I'll make sure. And you'll see it start coming through tomorrow.
Sarah.
Yes, sir.
Sarah. You got another caller, so I'm going to put them live. It's 85:14. They're going to go live in 2 seconds. 85:14, you're live.
Hi, this is Janet.
Oh, Janet. Janet, we got Sarah on the line. You was on the line the other night, and we prayed for Sarah and her family.
Right.
And so I posted on the screen, she was there when her father passed in the church last Sunday. In fact, she was playing the guitar. And she's just telling her story, and everybody's reaching out to her.
Okay. Sarah, you have my condolences.
Thank you.
I will keep you in prayer.
Thank you.
So, with that being said, we've been here for about 40 minutes. Who's going to do the prayer tonight? Peter. Little Peter. Little Peter still on the line? How about Big Peter?
Yes, sir. Big Peter still. I think Little Peter may also have another Zoom call at the same time, so he's going back and forth.
Okay. So, would you like to say a prayer for the family and to Sarah?
Oh, yeah. It's no problem. Yes, sir. I could do that.
Okay.
All right. Dear God, we call on your most holy and heavenly name. We'd like to thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you will do. Dear God, we'd like to look down on Sarah and her family and give them the strength to move on, Lord. You make no mistakes. As they go and deal with their loss, continue to bless them and guide them, Lord. They would definitely need your help in turning this corner, Lord. Give them strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter. It's great. You're so blessed.
And,
thank you, God.
And we're going to reach back out to you before the 20th. I'm going to get with Peter, and we're going to see how much blessing we can be to you and your family.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
And stand strong, Sarah. You and your family stand strong.
Yes, ma'am.
Praying for you, love. Blessings.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you all. Thank you so, so much. May you have a great night.
You're welcome. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.